It wakes you up. What else does it do? It brings you up. It stimulates your mind, and it takes your mind off of whatever you were thinking about, right? A lot of times you're not successful because you have a lot of bad thoughts in your mind, and you can't get past your bad thoughts. So as you enter in the room, I play music. I take the focus off what you just happened. You might have been in a restaurant. They might have took forever to get your food. I want to get that out the way. Because birds and a feather flock together. And you got to realize, when you have a row and the energy, have you seen a team that you see a momentum, that anything they touch turns to gold? That's not by chance, ladies and gentlemen. It's a science. You got to get momentum. Then have you seen a team that nobody's doing anything? We don't want to show up to conference calls. We barely want to come to the convention. Matter of fact, this is a depressing event for us because we're alone. That's not by accident. And so what I do is I bring you in a room, I shift it, and it's been a whole time. Today, you guys are awesome. Normally, I have about four guys, maybe three guys, one female. They'll come to me, can you cut your music down? Can you please turn that off? I say, yeah, I can turn it off. If you step right in the hallway, it'll be off. Because I'm not going to risk calling your list because one guy, because he's not going to be the one anyway. Right? So I'm a thermostat, not a thermometer. And a lot of times we left side, right side, you think it's just playing, but what I'm doing is getting the atmosphere set up for anything that we do will win. That's why I can go through 30 names, call them, and figure out a way to at least keep them interested. Even the most negative people you know, I'm going to still get them interested. And if they're negative, I'm saying, man, they're so negative and I understand it, but I'm going to turn it around before I get off the phone. Why? Because I understand energy. It's not just about yelling. It's just about shifting the atmosphere. A lot of you need an atmosphere shift right now in your business. You're excited, but as soon as you leave, you're doing the same thing that you've been doing since you begin in longevity. And so every convention, you're scrambling up money to get here. You get excited. Oh, Andre, take a picture. Sign my book. Give me a tip. Sign my book. Give me a tip. Take a picture. Send it. Facebook. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you ain't making no more money than you were last time. So at what point do you take convention seriously? What point do you say, I need to shift something? And so you have to understand, see, I have a certain amount of influence. And here's what I realize. That's not duplicatable. You can't do what I do. So I got to find and I got to meet you where you are so we can duplicate this thing. You can't get 10 people to fly all the time here without saying the company's name. But it's because of my business experience that I can do it at this point. So I'm not going to tell you that that's duplicatable. But what I can tell you is if you do certain things and you keep doing it no matter what you do, then you'll be successful. And then while you're waiting on that big business builder, if you'll still acquire customers, then you'll be successful. Because when customers buy every single month, who gets paid? I was hoping you said you do. I was like, I receive it. But you're right. You get paid. And so in order to get paid, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, all has everything to do with your business. I mean, when I'm walking, you see, I'm just floating, acting like I'm busy. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to the same place you're going. I'm like, I walk everywhere like I'm going to speak somewhere. Right? You have to set yourself up so people are like, who is that? You understand? Just like when you walked in, right? You was like, boom, boom, boom. And like four people over there was like, who is that? I'm sorry, I'm not going to call the names. But they were over here on the front row somewhere. Or maybe the second row. I ain't looking. But it's that atmosphere because I'm like, I want to be in business with them. And so when you get that energy up, have you ever seen a baseball game or a basketball or a football game? Who has the advantage? Who has the advantage? Who has the advantage? The home team. Why does the home team have the advantage? Because the fans, have you ever seen a game shift? When the Baltimore Ravens played the New England Patriots, we had them. We had them where we wanted them. And something just happened. The atmosphere shifted. we lost. But something happened. You always want to play home. In your business, you are the home team. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, you are the home team. Whether you're traveling another area, you are the home team. And if you have that mentality and you start writing down the things that you like and start focusing on the things that you don't like, that's why you're not successful, because you walk around saying, oh, my business, oh, the phone. I don't care that the phone rings. Hopefully it's a prospect. Hopefully it's a prospect. Hopefully it's a prospect. Hopefully it's a prospect. But how did I do it? I didn't say, cut your phone off, did I? I changed that situation into something positive. If you learn to shift everything that's negative into a positive, you're going to be okay. And it's all about energy. Did you feel when we just yelled together? We rise, we sink, we fall together. Real quick, they want to keep yelling. Ready? One, three. One, three. You understand how that works?